Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In each episode of How to Matter, I suggest one tip you may find useful as you pursue making a difference to people who make a difference to you. I was talking with a friend about the good old days. Do you remember the good old days? At any rate, we were talking about whether we had a good time, how much we enjoyed it, and I suppose inevitably got around to the question, if you had it to do over again, and whatever comes after that. That got me to thinking, what if we actually got a chance to do it over again? I posed the question to my friend, if you had a chance to go back and be 16 and go through it all again, you can't change anything, everything stays the same, but you get the golden opportunity to relive your life. How would you feel about that? What would your choice be? Would you do it? He didn't even have to think about it. He said, absolutely, in a heartbeat. That sure gave me pause for thought. What do you think? If you had a chance to go back and be 16 and come through the process again, no changes, everything the same, would you do it? It's not that you get another chance. It's just that you get the same turn over again. Let me share with you the conclusion I came to.
My first tricycle was red. My scooter? It was bright red too. My first dog's name was Gizmo. My old Ford? It was powder blue. My old house was canary yellow. My first love? She is long gone too. My memories return to remind me. Sad longing? Do I have news for you? I've been there, done that, and have no wish to do it again. I've been there, done that, and am down with it staying back then. I've been there, done that, and assure you my childhood was prime. I've been there, done that, and simply don't have the time. My friends reminisce about the old days. If they could. They say they long to return. Their visions of back then gently beckon. Their wishes? For their childhood they longingly yearn. They talk about when they were happy. Old memories? It's as if they were back there today. The genie granted their wishes. Me too? I unhesitatingly answer, no way. I've been there, done that, and have no wish to do it again. I've been there, done that, and am down with it staying back then. I've been there, done that, and assure you my childhood was prime. I've been there, done that, and simply don't have the time. I wonder what my friends are thinking. Go back? Perhaps they seek a second chance. It could be they are disappointed. Bad news? They may not be enjoying the dance. The first time around was terrific. And now? Each day brings something totally new. Going back would be like yesterday's movie. Make time? I already have plenty to do. I've been there, done that, and have no wish to do it again. I've been there, done that, and am down with it staying back then. I've been there, done that, and assure you my childhood was prime. I've been there, done that, and simply don't have the time. I've been there, done that, and assure you my childhood was prime. I've been there, done that, and simply don't have the time.
There you go. Did you take the genie up on her offer? Obviously you didn't. Had you taken the genie up on that offer, you wouldn't be listening to this. You would be back being 16 again. So, in that magical world, the rest of this discussion is only for those of us who chose to stay, continue, move on. The rest of our friends are back there being 16 again, good times, bad times, and all. I can remember when I was young and I would say things like, I wish it were Tuesday when it was only Saturday, or I wish it were next week. My dad would always kind of smile and say, you shouldn't wish your life away. Being the kind of smart aleck that I was, I would say, why not? I have so much more of it left than you do. He said, that's true. It's not that you're wasting or giving away part of your life. That's not the problem. I said, well, okay, what is the problem? He said, the problem is this. The very most important thing in your life may be going to happen in the next 5 minutes or an hour from now. At least it might happen between now and next Tuesday. If you happen to pop on over to Tuesday, you would have missed the best thing that's ever going to happen. Now, how would you feel about that? Of course, the point is that life is an adventure. We keep moving on. The opportunity to have that great experience, the opportunity to make a difference, the opportunity to do good, may be right around the corner. Who would want to go back and be 16 again and potentially miss out on the biggest opportunity we might ever have to make a difference to those who make a difference to us? Thanks for listening to this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net, where you can find everything you need to know about getting in touch or subscribing to the podcast. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.